kitchen fair, I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. That's me. I'd like to welcome you to the show wherever you're listening, however you're listening, whatever time you're listening. And I'm aware that there are some new people out there listening, and it's always nice to have new brothers and sisters, and they tell me that it's hard to find fellowship in their areas. Several people tell me this all over the country, and there's ways we can fellowship through Skype and all kinds of things. And if you're interested in, you know, getting in touch with me on Skype, or you'd like to join, you know, the EFR studio audience, get in touch with me at davidjamesboston@gmail.com. That's the way you can get in touch with me, davidjamesboston@gmail.com. And I will also mention that if you're new to the show and you wanted to catch up on the drives, for a donation of $100, and this means, you know, that you would have to contact me to get an address to send the money to, you'd get a cruiser drive, a 32 gig cruiser drive, and you could get, say, Bertrand Comparé's, the works of Bertrand Comparé that I have cleaned up, which include all of his shows. Or you could get Saxon's Creed Season 1 and 2 on a cruiser drive. Or you could get Saxon's Creed 3 and 4, Seasons 3 and 4, on a cruiser drive. Or you could get, you know, whatever you really want. I usually put a lot of extra things on there for you, too. And it's a good way to support me for those that want to get something for their support, other than all the things I'm doing already, the shows and so on and so forth. So you are basically paying maybe probably less than a dollar a show, something like that, which is well worth it, I would think. You know, because a lot of the shows, if it's Saxon's Creed, those are hour and a half shows, and my Fireside Chat is an hour. This is a relatively new show. This is number 24, believe it or not, though, already. And I've only just begun the show last month. It's just been a great way to communicate with you and a great way to relax with you and just think with common sense and so on and so forth. So welcome to all the new people. May Yahweh richly bless you. May he give you knowledge and wisdom, which is the way to apply the knowledge. And may he protect you and keep you and yours. In the mighty name of Yahweh. So, there's so many things to talk about. I can scan some headlines. I'd like to show you something. I was going to play a song, and it's a Steppenwolf song, but I guess I won't play it. I want to read you the words, though. A bit about Steppenwolf. Here it is, the monster. No. It's a bike. Remember I told you about Marlon Brando started a whole biker thing, you know, through Hollywood. And, you know, you had Easy Rider, and that's where Steppenwolf's song could be heard. Get your motor running, head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way. Right? Born to be wild. Right? So it's I'm not trying to promote Steppenwolf. I will say that I've been listening to their... I don't listen to much music but I'm doing work around the house and I like to listen to some music while I'm working around the house. And Steppenwolf's greatest hits is just top notch. I found out that they made it big in the late 60s during this, the summer of free love and all this nonsense. And, basically, let me just Steppenwolf lyrics. I had it up and I was, since I didn't play the song, I decided I wasn't going to do it. But I want you to see this because it's very important. Yep, I got it right here. Okay, so anyway, I come to find out. See, when I went to Wikipedia and looked at Steppenwolf and I saw John Kay and all this stuff, I realized it said that he was, you know, a child in 1945 in Germany. He's a German child. And when the war was over, the Russians were coming to rape and pillage and kill, and some of the Asians, so to speak, and etc., Jews. And his mother got him out of Germany at the end of the war, and they went to Canada. So he had made it in music because he's got an absolutely manly, great voice. I mean, really, it is. I'm not going to say this guy is morally superior or anything, but I am going to say that Steppenwolf's lyrics touch on things that most bands don't touch on. And you'll see this really quickly. And it's a reason why it was... So when I was on Wikipedia, they had hits for the first 4 or 5 years of the band, but then everything just dropped right off. But the music was still good. It's just that I'll show you why it dropped off. Number one, he's German. Okay, a child of the war that got away from the Jew. But the things he says in the lyrics a lot of times will blow you away. So, I mean, it's just a real thing of conscience. Like when sometime I'll read you the lyrics to The Pusher. And he says, even in it, he says, I declare, if I were president of this country, I would declare total war on the pusher man. And he said, I'd kill him with my Bible and my razor and my gun, I believe it says. And that's pretty amazing. See, the Jews don't like to hear any of that stuff. They are the pushers. They can't be having people singing that kind of thing in front of the public. As I'm going to show you something after this. This is going to blow you away. Okay? So let me just read you these lyrics and we'll discuss them for a few minutes. The name of the song is Monster / Suicide / America. It's really Monster. So here's the lyrics. Once the religious, the hunted and weary, chasing the promise of freedom and hope, came to this country to build a new vision, far from the reaches of kingdom and pope. Like good Christians, this is going to blow your mind. Like good Christians, some would burn the witches. Later, some got slaves to gather riches. But still, from near and far to seek America, they came by thousands to court the wild. She just patiently smiled and bore a child to be their spirit and guiding light. Once the ties with the crown had been broken, westward in saddle and wagon it went. Until the railroad linked ocean to ocean, many the lives which had come to an end. While we bullied, stole, and bought our homeland, we began the slaughter of the red man. Now, I'm going to stop that right there, okay? Now, though he's saying lots of good things, right there is a bunch of crapola, okay? You know, while we bullied and stole and bought our homeland, I'd say that's a little radical, and I'd say that's a... No wonder the Jews would like something like that, I'm sure, you see. But we didn't begin the slaughter of the red man. The red man caused his own slaughter. The Father gave us this land, and you must understand that. Don't ever feel guilty about those things at all. Because the red man was being enabled to be part of the new America, but was not into that. Which, you know, I couldn't understand that. That's what the Trail of Tears is about. See, down there, President Jackson made them leave because they couldn't get along. They couldn't be part of the situation. And if you knew the slaughter that these Indians had done, now, I understand they're just trying to protect their homeland. I can understand that. But this land was a barren land, really. And nothing was being done with it, so to speak. When you hear of us doing blankets with smallpox in it and stuff like that, you know that the Jew has everything to do with that. I guarantee you this. White people are very, very merciful, like their Father in heaven, like our Father in heaven. I know I'm merciful. And I know that they take advantage of that and try to call it a weakness. But it is actually a strength. Now, so that's all I really have to say about that. When you come into the wilderness, you not only have to fight animals, but the Indians were savages. Let's just tell it like it really is. The so-called honorable Indians were nothing more than like Negroes in Africa. You know, they were of course better than Negroes in Africa. They had better ways, but they're only slightly better than those down in that were, you know, cutting the hearts out of people down in you know where, down Mexico way. These are savages, and they're not, you know, I don't hate Indians. I have nothing against them whatsoever. I can understand they wanted to stay, but they did a lot of murdering. You know, scalping people, murdering, burning houses down, and all kinds of things. The first terrorism on the American soil was probably caused by them. I usually say the Jews did it, but the Jews have done terrorism through the Mafia and through the JDL, Jewish Defense League. But the first terrorist acts were definitely done, I would say, by Indians on the American soil. Of course, the white man was here long before the Indian. There's evidence of that. And either you believe it or you don't. So it says, let's continue. But still from near and far to seek America, they came by thousands to court the wild. But she just patiently smiled and bore a child to be their spirit and guiding light. Now he's talking here now. The blue and the gray, they stomped it. They kicked it just like a dog. And when the war was over, they stuffed it just like a hog. Speaking of the Civil War, right? And though the past has its share of injustice, kind was the spirit in many a way. But its protectors and friends have been sleeping. Now it's a monster and will not obey. The spirit was freedom and justice, and its keepers seemed generous and kind. Its leaders were supposed to serve the country, but now they won't pay it no mind. 'Cause the people grew fat and got lazy. Now their vote is a meaningless joke. They babble about law and order, but it's all just an echo of what they've been told. Yeah, there's a monster on the loose. It's got our heads in the noose, and it just sits there watching. The cities have turned into jungles, and corruption is strangling the land. Ladies and gentlemen, if he thought it was a jungle back in 68, 69, what would he think about St. Louis right now? Or Detroit? Right? But you see, everything he's saying here, the federal government has become a monster. The federal government has become a liability to the nation, not an asset. We don't need the federal government, really, when it comes down to it. And I really do mean it. I hope they never open again for business on the American people. I hope that thing stays shut down forever. Until somebody can harness this monster and keep it in line. So he says, yeah, there's a monster on the loose. It's got our heads in the noose, and it just sits there watching. The cities have turned into jungles, and corruption is strangling the land. The police force is watching the people, and the people just can't understand. We don't know how to mind our own business. 'Cause the whole world's got to be just like us. Now we're fighting a war over there. No matter who's the winner, we can't pay the cost. 'Cause there's a monster on the loose. It's got our heads in the noose. And it just sits there watching. Now, that's what it's all about. He's right. We don't know how to mind our own business. I just saw a headline that said, I don't know if it's right here or not, but they were talking about shutting off the money to that leader they don't like down in Brazil or whatever it is down there. Shutting off the money. Why are we sending money? Why aren't we sending money to us American people that need it? Why are we sending money to Israel? Why are we sending money to Venezuela? Yeah. Yeah. U.S. announces $20 million in aid to Venezuela, it says here. $20 million in aid. You know, so we can have, in other words, we give them a gift. This is the Jewish technique, you see. You give them a gift, and now they owe you. That's what happens in America. The monster, the government, gives money to the states and then tells the states, well, you need to let us get in there and get involved and have jurisdiction where we don't have any jurisdiction. Understand that? Yeah. And that's how they get all these blacks in your neighborhoods. They say you have to, since we give you money, you have to have some low-cost housing and bring in these creatures. And that's what they are, creatures. America. So now the cry is in the song, America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? Don't you know we need you now? We can't fight alone against the monster. Now, that's all I really have to say. I just will say a little more on something I've been thinking about for a while and wanted to tell you, is that the Jews waited for this generation of people in the late 60s when all that beautiful music was coming out. And there was good music coming out through 50s and early 60s, Beach Boys and all that stuff. But really, the creativity of the white race was right at the end, you know, and then when it got so good, they wanted to end that real quick, so they brought in crap like disco and destroyed all the good white music. They saw that Whitey was too powerful and too good at making music, so that's why you don't have much... Excuse me, I hit my microphone. That's why you don't have much good music anymore. They don't want good music. They don't want good art. I was talking to one of our dear sisters a little bit about art, and she heard me speaking about that in a previous show and sent me some art, and it's really good-looking art. See, they don't want to see the talent of the white man. They're trying to stuff us out. They're trying to write us completely out of the picture. You can see it on billboards. You can see it on commercials, which I don't have a TV to see them, but I hear people talking about it all the time. I saw it as an insurance man when I was in corporations. There were barely any white men, and there was always a big fat lesbian running in control of the company. And that is the way it is. I saw it. So, yeah, but Dave, I know of a company that has a man. Yeah, I know you do. I know. And that changes everything. So, yeah. So, basically, this is what's gone on in the world. And they wrote our father out first. You see, the feminists want to get rid of the patriarchy. That means the father. That means the man politician. That means man in general. But really, it means the white man. See, the father, they want to get rid of him. And then we're his offspring, so of course they want to get rid of us. And they want to bring in the brown man. I spoke to you about that. So, you're being written out of the picture. They're not interested in your music or my music. I never made it in music. I have 15 albums, even more than 15 albums. And there was no way they were going to let me make it in music. I wouldn't sell my soul to the devil anyway. Or his children that run the music industry. So, that's that. What can I say about it? So as an artist, this girl is being, you know, ignored because they're not interested in good art. They're not interested in anything that is pure and the creative nature of the offspring of Yahweh. See, he's a creator, and we're his offspring. Of course we're going to be creative. We are the ones that created everything here. When Oppenheimer says that he tries to take credit for creating the atomic bomb and all this stuff, he didn't create the atomic, the white man did. And I believe it was created in Germany, from what I understand. That was stolen from Germany. I can't give you the exact details, but someone told me that, and I just know. I know it sounds funny, but I mean, I know the Jew doesn't create anything. You see, when you see products in the world like the Apple iPhone, a Jew didn't create that. The Jew takes credit for it. The Jew runs the company. You see. And you get the idea that the Jews are creating all these. No, that ain't the way. That's not the way it is at all. The Jews create corruption. The Jews create division. They don't create anything. They're in the counting houses rubbing their hands. When Albert Einstein, who is a total fraud, came out with all these theories and everything, he stole it through the patent office. He worked in the patent office. You don't know the Jews. So that's just the way that goes. So this fellow was from Germany. So all they disappeared when he starts talking about things like that. So what I was saying was they waited for the right generation to do this. They came out with the rock and roll in the 50s and started to... That was still innocent times in America. The 50s were somewhat innocent. 60s were still innocent too. And then they knew that there was a turning point when the Beatles came out with Sgt. Pepper, that they knew that this generation would fall for this. Let's just say that. These Jews, when I think of hippies back then and seeing hippies, I now realize many of them were Jews. No, there were a lot of white hippies, but many of them were Jews. They were the ones that were leading the movements and causing people to rebel. And so you're waiting for a time now that we would do what Brexit does right now. But see, they already had the fake movement that destroyed the family instead of trying to help the country. See, they were trying to pretend they were fighting for freedom in the country, the hippies. But what they were doing was fighting for the Jew to separate the family. You know, the new adults in the family had Marxist teachings given to them, where the family, the elders of the family, like the father and the mother, they hadn't been brainwashed like that. So this hippie movement embellished and caused it to actually the division to take place in the family. You saw that in All in the Family with Archie Bunker. And then his daughter, who's going out with a Jew, really, right? You know, Mike is a Jew. And that's what you see, but they say he's Polish, but you know what I'm saying. And they are totally against Archie and Edith. They're totally against the patriarchy. They're totally against the old. They're for the New Deal that was brought in. You see how the New Deal was brought in during the FDR Roosevelt administration, and then it was brought to fruition in the 60s, like 64, they started the immigration nonsense. Teddy says they're our neighbors, but he didn't live with them. And he helped Jacob Javits to bring Negroes and everything into this country. That's when it started. That's when it really got heavy and started. And then they pulled off the Summer of Love in 69 and the explosion of drugs and so on and so forth. And then they realized that they made a mistake and that white rock and roll, white people could make good music, and they didn't like that, and they became too powerful, so they had to cut that right off. So now you've got Negro rap and That's what they call music today. I say they just missed the letter C in front of rap. Because, I mean, listen, that ain't even music. There's nothing. Anybody can start a drum machine and start talking a bunch of crap. That is just the bottom of the barrel entertainment. Just like Hollywood is the bottom of the barrel entertainment. Okay, speaking of the bottom of the barrel, I'm going to show you something now. I was looking for a movie called Peaceful Warrior, where Nick Nolte kind of plays the devil. And there's this Jewish athlete who shatters his legs and still wins on the rings as a gymnast in some one of the Olympics or something like that. And at the end of the movie, he had a cane that he was walking with. And the last shot in the movie, if I remember correctly, the last, very last shot was the rings that you hang on like that, hanging down, and his cane upon it. And I knew right away, it didn't even take me a minute to figure it out. Two-ball cane. Two balls and a cane. Two-ball cane. And what that is that's the generative principle. Again, that's the penis and the two testicles. Two-ball cane. Used to be the password for Freemasonry. Two-ball cane is the one that was a relative of, I believe, of Cain, and he was involved with metallurgy, which was taught by the fallen angel Necronym. Nephilim. Necronym. I just made up a new word. All right, so anyway, I was looking for this movie because I was telling somebody about it. By the way, Two-Ball Cane is 007. In other words, there it is again, two balls and a cane. The seven is the cane, the penis, and the two zeros are the testicles. Yes, that's the way it is. And everybody knows that the James Bond movies and books were all had to do with Freemasonry anyway. I mean, after all, it's based in the biggest land of Freemasonry of all, the UK. They are so controlled by Freemasonry in the UK that there is no justice. You can't report crimes to the police because they're all steeped. Even the so-called royalty are steeped in Freemasonry. I mean, it ain't funny. It's just crazy to me. You know what I mean? When I laugh, I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. It's a real shame is what it is. And I have told you before that Hitler was going to save them from that. But they'd rather kill Hitler. And it wasn't the English people. It was the Jew, Winston Churchill, and his Jewish cohorts that control the UK through Freemasonry and money. So anyway, the point is, I was looking for this movie and I thought it was Gary Busey. This is how the father works. I thought it was Gary Busey that played, not Nick Nolte. But then I come up with this thing. And it says Debbie Schlussel. Of course, she's a Jew. And she's trying to look like a white woman. Here's what it says here. Boycott Gary Busey. Washed-up actor plays evil Jew in Turkish blood libel film. Now, she doesn't look Jewish to me, but her name is Jewish, so either she's a white woman that's married to a Jew, or she's a Jewess herself, which, I mean, Debbie Schlussel, I'd say she's a Jew. So, again, the headline is, and this is from February 2006, by the way, Boycott Gary Busey, washed-up actor, plays evil Jew in Turkish blood libel film. Now listen, thanks Gary Busey and Billy Zane, too, who acted in this picture. The whacked-out former star of failed dumb reality show I'm with Busey repeats the age-old anti-Jewistic, you know the word, anti-Jewish-ick, blood libel that Jews steal others' organs, blood, etc., for some ill purpose in this case. By playing an evil Jew doctor, we have a suggestion for all Jewish American doctors. Listen to this. Since Gary Busey defamed you, refuse him as a patient. Did you just hear that? Now listen, I want to tell you something right now. Number one, I want to show you the hypocrisy of this filth. Boycott Gary Busey, but don't boycott Israel. They'll put laws in that you can't boycott Israel, yet they use another word for it, right? When they put sanctions on somebody, that means to boycott them, generally speaking. So, listen to this. In case you didn't pay attention, she said he's whacked out. Now, you see, only a whacked out crazy man would play an evil Jew in a Turkish blood libel film. Just like the psyop of Mel Gibson when he got pulled over by the people. Now, he's one of them for sure. But you see, he said all the Jews have created all the wars, have caused all the wars. He was right. But you see, then they said he was all whacked out, right? So in other words, only somebody that was crazy, only a crazy man or somebody who's mentally ill or would ever think that a Jew would steal organs from somebody and if you believe that, you got to understand what she's trying to say here. See, this is a psyop. Maybe Gary Busey, after all these years, has come to the reality of what the situation is. And now, he's already done 125 movies. He doesn't need Hollywood anymore. So maybe he just says, I'm going to do what I want to do now. I'm no longer a slave to that thing. Maybe he is a little whacked out from alcohol and drugs. I don't know. I only know how the Jewish lens will portray him and how they're portraying him right here. And if Busey is a white man, and I think he is, of course they're denigrating the white man with no problem. It's okay to denigrate the white man in Hollywood. It's okay to denigrate him in the media and everything else. But don't denigrate and say that Jews would steal organs. I mean, let me ask you a question. If you've listened to my news shows over the years, how many times have I had news shows about Jews, a busload of Jews in New Jersey was one of them, that were stealing organs of people and selling them to hospitals around the world? And there's been many stories like that. And now that we've talked about this evil Jewish, filthy, dirty, evil Jewess, what we'll do is, when I come across these organ stories again, I will remind you of this, and then you will say, ah, yeah. Okay, so here's the premise, all right? You ready? The whacked-out former star of failed, he's a failure, dumb reality, it's a dumb reality show, but the Jews promoted it. I'm with Busey, repeats the age-old, in other words, this is something that the Jews have been accused of blood libel for millennium, for thousands of years. And, of course, they are guilty of it. And now, let me ask you a question. Are they in charge? Did you know, just to put a little more into this, you remember the stories that have been confirmed about abortion clinics stealing babies' organs and selling them, selling the flesh. And, of course, they're passing around the blood. Is that age old? See, that's called child ritual murder sacrifice. They call it abortion. But that's called child ritual murder sacrifice. All they've done is change the baby to a fetus so you don't feel any harm. If they said, well, we killed the baby, you might be hurt by that. But if they say we killed a fetus, you just say, well, I mean, I don't know. What's a fetus? They've legalized it in America so they can't get kicked out of this country. They've been kicked 359 times out of the countries of Europe for this age-old anti-Jewish blood libel. Now, we know about, we've heard many stories of the Jews stealing the Palestinians' organs. We even hear about this in China now. And I assume there's a Jew behind this. And I don't think I'm going to make an ass out of you and me when I assume that. Because every time I've ever heard about anyone stealing organs out of a body, it's a Jew. Maybe it's a Chinese Jew. I don't know. So she's trying to insinuate that he's repeating something that's old, an old thing that's not true, and that's how stupid and dumb and crazy and whacked out he is. So she said he repeats the age-old anti-Jewish, you know the word I won't use, because we're the Semitic people. The white people and the Ishmaelites in the Bible are the Semitic people, not Jews. The age-old anti-Jewish blood libel that Jews steal others' organs, blood, etc., for some ill purpose in this case, by playing an evil Jewish doctor, he played. Now she's going to tell all her Jewish doctor, American doctors, listen to this. We have a suggestion for all Jewish American doctors. Since Gary Busey defamed you, refuse him as a patient. Yeah, I'm pausing there so you can think about that. It's okay for them to denigrate the white man, denigrate the white woman, the Christian, everything else. But one guy plays a part in a movie as an evil Jewish doctor, and look at the Jewish lightning that's taking place here. And she writes under his picture, I'm with anti-Jewites. Washed up actor Gary Busey plays evil Jewish doctor. In a new Turkish movie, and she doesn't want you to... Oh, okay. Valley of the Wolves, Iraq, it's called. Valley of the Wolves, Iraq. U.S. soldiers are portrayed as brutal murderers who kill dozens of innocent people with random machine gun fire, which is true, shoot the groom in the head, and drag those left alive to Abu Ghraib prison, where a Jewish doctor cuts out their organs, which he sells to rich people in New York, London, and Tel Aviv. According to AP, Gary Busey plays the Jewish American doctor. Thanks, Gary, and congratulations. You are now an official member of the anti-Jewite club. Well, listen, Schlussel, you can add me to that club, too. In the grand tradition of Hitler, now we have to have the Holocaust and Hitler in every article possible. The authors of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, quote-unquote, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, etc., etc. So Hollywood, so enlightened, we say boycott Gary Busey, but he's not been in much to speak of. Only 125 movies, Mr. Schlesch, Mrs. or Mr., whatever you are. You might be a woman, you might be a man, who knows? Because you're a filthy, dirty Jew. We'd say boycott Busey, but we'd put laws in saying you can't boycott Israel. See the hypocrisy? See the hypocrisy in the whole thing? He played a Jewish doctor, right? But when he played a nutbag for 125 movies, making a white man look like he's sick and degenerate and everything else, that was okay. When Gary Busey played a white man who was all drugged out and tired and alcoholic and everything else and had mental problems, no problem with portraying a white man like that for 125 movies. But now, when he plays one evil Jewish doctor, he's no good anymore. He's an anti-Jewite, and he's joined the club of the anti-Jewites. He's the member. He's now an official member of the anti-Jewite club. Like I am. And like most of the world is, believe it or not. They just don't want you to know that. And then she said, then there is... So here's what she says. But he has not been in much to speak of that anyone has watched, not even the anti-white man Into the West. Now, so there must be an anti-white man movie, Into the West. So he whored himself out to anti-Jewishism in order to make a buck, she says. Then there is actor Billy Zane. Boycott him, too. He defames American soldiers, portraying one of this nasty movie's version, evil, brutal, cold-hearted murderers, according to the IMDb.com summary of the fabulous anti-American plot of this film, his character. Now she's going to try to pretend she cares about America. Now listen, the way the Middle East sees America is different than the way you see America. You have to understand that the Jews sent our soldiers. Okay, look at it this way. It's always this way. There's the invisible and the visible. Who takes the heat? The visible. The mercenary soldiers of our country are going into lands and killing their trees, their gardens. I keep saying this. Their children, their homes, their lives. They're destroying everything in the name of the Jewish Jesus, which there is no such thing as a Jewish Jesus. And what you're seeing is, this movie is how they see the American soldier. How would you see the American soldier if you lived in the Middle East? Would you see him as, here comes a friend to help our nation, to bring democracy and freedom and a central bank to enslave my people? That's so wonderful. Thank you, American soldier. See, no, the only soldiers that would come into other lands and they'd be glad to see the soldiers were the German soldiers. Hello. Hello. The women of those countries would bring them flowers because they knew that they were really bringing freedom from the Jew. Do you understand? It's not what you think it is. This whole world is all whacked out of its head. And there's a bunch of people that comment down here, and they, you know, they say that he's... Listen, he's crazy. Don't worry about it. You know, and he's a washed out. Gary Busey, like Nick Nolte, can be found in the washed out, drugged out, alcoholic Hollywood has-beens file. In other words, they're making an excuse like, listen, he's crazy. He's an alcoholic. He's a druggie. Cut him some slack. You know what I mean? He doesn't know he's playing a Jewish doctor in this. He couldn't have come to the conclusion that the Jews are evil. Even though the rest of the world is coming to that same conclusion and has come to that conclusion time and time and time again. No, he couldn't have. He's just too crazy. And when I sent this to somebody, I didn't read all the comments, but he said, I think the last comment, which of course is funny, would be the one that told the truth. So let's see if I can even get to it. I'm surprised it wasn't. Stop Crying, Crybabies. It's just a movie about movies Jews make about us down with Israel. Please, Obama, cut off Israel. Let's forget. I'm not even going to read this comment. It sounds like an idiot. Anyway, if you want me to, all you got to do is go to Debbie Schlussel. That's Debbie S C H L U S S E L, and you know, just put that into Google, and then put Gary Busey, and you'll come right up with it. You got to witness this. I took a PDF of this because I want this as evidence of Jewish hypocrisy. And that's exactly what it is. Now I'm going to show you some more hypocrisy here, which I get a kick out of this. Somebody sent me this thing. I'm sorry if there's some sound going on in it. I wonder if I can shut that sound off. I don't know. Okay, it's called Blexit. We free, it says. Blexit. And it's all about niggers. I mean niggers. And it says, we free, man. Blexit is a frequency for those who have released themselves from the political orthodoxy. It is a rebellion led by Americans wishing to disrupt the simulation of fear. Now, this is pure hypocrisy. All the black does is create fear in America. Blexit is a renaissance. It's our formal declaration of independence. You know, it's a bunch of crap. And then they have articles here. Lynching, a fate for both blacks and whites. President LBJ's true motivations. It says right here, I'll have those niggers voting Democratic for the next 200 years. Well, I'd say that's true. Now, Margaret Sanger calls for black extermination. Colored people are like human weeds that need to be exterminated. I agree. Because there was a black fellow that got up and said that we need to exterminate the white people. That's not on this site. Jeez, I don't see that anywhere here. Then there's the Forgotten March. Forgotten people. They march for 17 people killed at Parkland, but are silent for the nearly 500 people killed in Chicago this year. Hey, you killed your own people. For the most part, the 500 people killed in Chicago were killed by blacks. Why do we need to march for that? Let's be realistic, will you? And then again, Forgotten March. Forgotten People 2.0. They march for 2,000 separated illegal aliens, but are silent for the 900 black babies aborted daily. Whew, thank God. I'm all for, you know, I just don't want white babies killed. The blacks are having babies they don't want, and they can't take care of, and it's the same way over in Africa. And the babies starve to death. So what's better, a baby starving to death or being aborted by Jewish ritual murder sacrifice? I think it's one and the same. President Wilson and federal resegregation. President Woodrow Wilson, Democrat, fired most black federal employees and segregated multiple government offices. So that's all I really have to say about Blexit. And thank you for sending that to me. Let's see. Let me see some things here. See if we can just scan through a few more headlines. We only have a little bit of time left. My goodness. I don't see anything great on this one. Let me see what else I can find. Well, The Daily Stomer always says, listen to these headlines, okay? And this is every day this goes on. London, half-masked Negro chases shoppers through the supermarket with axe. He managed to find a few remaining white people in London. Weren't they just saying how they were trying to show that fear is not... Kansas City Nog. Nog kills 71-year-old woman in alleged mistaken identity case. He killed a 71-year-old woman. I wonder how hard that was for him. I wonder if he feels like he was a real champion. You see how they don't think about the ramifications of what they're doing? Next one. Colored man arraigned for 2009 homicide of Portland-based public defender. Next one. Jacksonville. Just listen to this headline for a second. Now, this is a younger beast of the field. Black savage charged with murdering 84-year-old grandfather. Imagine killing an 84-year-old man. What kind of a coward you really are. Texas, erectus, behind bars after shooting white man dead. Black Muslim kills white man outside of Little Rock ice cream shop. And you can see why they call them sand niggers here. You know, hopefully you don't get offended by the word nigger. After a while, I explained this, and I'll explain it real quick so that you'll be understand. I told blacks this. I said, if I call you black, you have no problem with that, right? And they said, no. I said, but if I call you Negro, you might be a little perturbed, right? And they didn't say yes or no, but they didn't say no. So I said, but what does Negro mean? I said, have you ever heard of Negro, frijoles Negro? It means black beans. So Negro means black in Spanish. And then I said to him, but if I called you the N-word, nigger, you'd want to blow up and attack me because you've been programmed to do that. If you hear anybody but your own selves saying that word, you're supposed to attack and kill. And I said, see the programming there. Because Niger is a black country. It just means black in reality. So all three words mean black. You just added a G to the word. That's what Jews do. They add a G to the word. I mean, they misspell it so you don't know how to spell anything. The country of Niger is spelled N-I-G-E-R, and nigger is N-I-G-G-E-R. And then the niggers will go on top of that, and they'll say, well, we're not saying nigger, we're saying nigga, N-I-G-G-A. Listen, this is all just crap. Now, I've been trying, you know, I usually don't use the word nigger very often, and I don't think it really matters, to tell you the truth. But I don't want to offend you, because I know it hits your programming. But you'll realize that there's nothing to it. Here again, okay, Indiana, two Ooga Boogas fatally shoot white weed dealer in apartment complex. Netherlands, gang of Muslims film themselves attacking Dutch teen, which means white teen. So in other words, these Muslims are no different than the Negroes. That's why they call them sand niggers. And they are no different. Because they're also, a lot of them, most of them are half-breeds now. That's why they're brown. So, there again, is there any peace with these brown people? No. Is there any peace? The most violent cities in the world are down in Mexico Way, those countries down there. And, of course, St. Louis is the fifth largest most violent city. And then there's one or two over in Ooga Booga Land. Well, I gotta go. And I look forward to speaking with you again. I'm going to be a little busy this week working on the house, but I'll do as many shows as I can. Yahweh bless you and keep you.
So full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of thought, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm grows. And the owls don't know that it just